Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the program. We're talking with Christina Roloff, who's the Shelby County Conservation person that we depend on so much for all of those wonderful programs they put together. Christina, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
Well, good. Thank you. Hey, I saw an event that you had sent here. We get a lot of events that are going on up in the Shelby County area with your organization, but I saw one that kind of caught my eye. It looked a little different. It's called a fish sampling event. What's that all about?
So we are working on spreading the word about developing a water trail here in Shelby County. There is already a water trail in Pottawatomie County on the West Nishnabotna River, and we are working on joining up with them. So we're working on a couple of different accesses. So they're going to be putting one in Harlan, and then we want to improve the one that we have here at Nishnabend. So in order to help promote that, we have a couple of different events that are going to be coming up. So the first one here is some fish sampling. So we have the DNR coming in, which I also work with the DNR, of course, but we have some fisheries guys coming, and we're going to check and see what we can find for fish on the West Nishnabotna River here at Nishnabend. And there's probably a couple different sampling methods that they're going to do. We'll probably use some nets to try to catch things. They'll also probably do some electroshocking.
Okay. What's the significance of doing some of these projects?
Just to kind of show what we do have in the river. Because, you know, a lot of times you see people fishing for catfish, but people don't a lot of times think about the other fish that we have in the river, too, besides catfish. There's so many more, including some smaller like minnows and small other catfish. Some of these things could be endangered species that we don't know we have in the area.
Okay, so it's always good to do a little research and find out what's there.
Yes.
Is this something the public can join in?
Yes. Yep, we are. People can just show up, but we are asking people to shoot me an email and get that signed up. And we just noticed, of course, on the flyer that they forgot the S on my last name for the reply on there, for RSVPing for it.
Okay. And they can find that information online as well?
Yep, we have it on the Shelby County Conservation Board Facebook page.
Okay, so plenty of opportunity. Now, this is coming up on Tuesday, June 22nd. This will be an evening event, correct?
Correct, yes. Yep, and if it happens to be raining, which, you know, it doesn't seem to rain anymore, it'll be a week later.
That's funny. You said rain, right?
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't seem to do that much around these parts. Hopefully, we can change that soon. Yeah.
Yes.
You mentioned this is all part of a kind of a river trails event. What exactly is that?
So it's just kind of a designated place that has better improved accesses, some educational opportunities along the way. Sometimes there's signs. It just kind of gives people notice like where accesses are, and you can get brochures on those so you know exactly where you're going, so you know places that you can put in and take out and what the different distances in between each of these accesses.
So kind of along the way, the same way where we have some areas marked where there might be bike and hike trails, where there might be scenic byway areas. It's just an effort to point out some of the resources we have.
Yes, exactly. And the word Nishnabotna, they're not exactly 100% sure what it means, but they do say it's definitely something to do with like paddling or canoeing.
Okay. So just note the significance and make folks aware of what's happening there. Okay. So for folks who might come up to participate, what should they bring with them? Are they full on fishing then?
No, they'll be kind of watching what everybody's doing and taking a look at what we do find. So you may want to wear old shoes, because it can be a little mucky down by the river. Or if you want to wear stuff that you can actually get in the river, you may have the opportunity to do that too.
Okay. And so they'll just be pretty much observing. So is this for anyone, young and old?
Correct.
Okay. Very good. And this is a program that's, again, a kind of a cooperative effort, Shelby County Conservation. But you mentioned you've also got the DNR folks involved.
Yes.
It's nice to have those collaborations.
Yes. It's great to have partners.
Especially ones that know all of this stuff, too. Very good.
Yes.
Well, this is just one of a number of things. I was looking at your calendar. You've got quite a few things coming up.
Yes. Yep. I try to keep lots of opportunities available for everybody.
Yeah. It's any favorites coming up that you want to touch on?
Oh, man. We're going to try to teach people how to fly fish on Saturday morning, and we'll see how that goes. And we're going to be showing on Saturday evening at Prairie Rose some of my fossils that I have, which includes some mammoth fossils that have been donated.
Okay. I know you do a lot of the programs that you do through Shelby County Conservation there at Prairie Rose State Park. That has really come alive over the last few years again, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah, we've had a sharing agreement for, I think, 6 years now, if I remember correctly.
It just seems like ever since they've restocked and done some of the dredging work and stuff that they've done over the last, oh, I don't know, 6, 8, 10 years up there, it's just rejuvenated things.
It has, and right now the bluegills are just beautiful. Yeah. We hear that all the time. People are so happy with the bluegills that they catch when they're fishing there.
Very good. All right. Well, again, this fish sampling event that'll be going on, do you kind of have a pretty good idea, a pretty good feel for what you'll find, or are you really hoping for some gems
now,
there?
I'm interested to see what we do find. It's like, I know we've got the catfish, I know we've got the gar and the carp, but I don't know much about the little tiny fish that live in the river, so I'm very interested to find out what is here.
Okay, very good. Well, again, that's coming up on Tuesday, June 22nd. That's 6 to 7 p.m., and that'll be, again, where should they find you?
We will meet at the river access at Nishnabend Recreation Area.
Okay, easy enough, and that's for anyone to participate. But again, as Christina said, they would love to have you register if you can ahead of time because they'd like to know how many folks are going to be around. So, again, you can find that information online, or let me see if I get this right, SHCO.org. Well, you know what? I'll have the link on our website so you can click on that and go
awesome.
Straight to it.
Wonderful.
So we'll make it easier for you that way too. So, and if you need any more information, of course, you can always find that online as well. And a lot of folks being involved in that. It's important to know what's going on in those rivers here locally.
Yes.
Very good.
It most certainly is.
Christina, thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it. I hope
you
have a lot of success
there. You're welcome. Thank you.